Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Today's topic is something I've been wanting to talk about for a while now, AI slop. And more importantly, why relying on AI alone in your marketing will make your clinic invisible. In this episode, we explore why relying on AI alone can actually make your clinic invisible and what it really takes to stand out in today's search an AI-driven environment. What you learn for this episode is that what is AI slop and how to recognize it and why AI-generated content often fails to rank or convert, and the difference between being visible and being ignored online, and why templated websites and AI-built content create a cheap perception, and how patients and AI platforms evaluate trust today. What AI can do well and where it falls short, and the key elements that actually drive growth for clinics. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of OND TV and Podcast Show, the place to grow, scale, and future-proof your medical practice marketing. I'm your host, Huyen Truong, and today we're diving into something that I've been observing for over the past 15 years, working with hundreds of medical clinics across Australia, the UK, US, European countries, and Asia. And before we get into this, just quickly, if you are a clinic owner, practice manager, or specialist looking to grow your patient inquiries, make sure you subscribe to the channel, okay? So we release practical insights like this every single week to help you stay ahead. Let's start with the truth about AI. Right now, everyone is excited about AI. And I get it. It's fast, it's cheap, it looks quite impressive. But here's the reality. AI is only as good as your inputs and your thinking. And the best case scenario, it helps you become average. And in marketing, average equals invisible. And what is AI slop? There's actually a term for what's happening right now. It's called AI slop. This is content that's it. Generic, repetitive, not based on real data, not based on real patient behavior. It sounds good, but it doesn't perform. And we're seeing this everywhere. Clinics publishing, let's say, 50 blog posts, new websites, landing pages, and getting no traffic, no inquiries, and no growth. Because AI is guessing and it doesn't truly understand search intent, real keyword demand, competitive landscape. This isn't new, just a new version of an old problem. Okay, let me give you a simple analogy. Before AI, we could go online and buy a $100 WordPress template or build a website on Wix. And within a few hours, you have a website. It's happening for ages and it looks decent. It works. But the moment you look at it, you know it's templated. You know is cheap. And here's the key point. And as a medical or healthcare clinic, you do not want to look cheap because patients are not buying a product. They are trusting you with their health. AI is just the next version of that. Instead of templated websites, now it's templated thinking. If you are listening to this and wondering why your clinic isn't growing the way it should, it's usually not a traffic problem. Is what's happening across your website, your follow-up, and your overall patient journey. At Online Marketing for Doctors, we help clinics turn visibility into booked patients at scale. We attract high-value patients from Google, social, and increasingly AI platforms. We build high-credibility websites that actually convert and implement 24/7 AI and human follow-up systems so no inquiry is ever missed. And most importantly, we focus on the outcomes. We aim to deliver a minimum 3x return on your marketing investment. So if you like an objective view on what's underperforming and where the real growth opportunities are, you can request a free website and digital marketing audit along with a complimentary patron growth forecast. Let's uncover what's holding your clinic back and build the systems to take you into that top 1%. Let's talk about the visibility problem. This is critical. Whether this Google or ChatGPT or any AI system, there's always top results, recommended clinics, and then everyone else. And there's no middle ground. And you either seen or ignored. And here's what most clinics don't realize, that if you use AI the same way as everyone else, you produce the same output as everyone else. And if you look the same, you don't rank, you don't stand out, you don't get chosen. Lazy marketing is now very obvious. Something interesting is happening right now. People are getting very good at spotting AI content. When you read something and think, this feels generic, this sounds like everything else, that's AI slow, and it creates a very dangerous perception. These clinics didn't put effort into it. This feels cheap. Can I trust them? And again, in healthcare, trust is everything. Let me give you a personal example right now. We could actually use AI to create these videos that you're watching now. I could generate a talking head version of myself reading a perfect script without spending my weekend filming this video. And honestly, it would probably look quite good. But here's the problem. You will feel it. You know that it's not real. It's not authentic. It's not me. And over time, you will stop trusting it. You will stop engaging with it. And that's why I've chosen to continue doing this the same way I have been doing for years, because that's real content, that's real thinking and real delivery. Because in the long run, authenticity wins. Now let's talk about technique side. Most people miss this. Another thing we discuss internally is this. AI can build websites. It doesn't mean it builds them properly. For example, with a proper WordPress setup, you have speed optimization, you have all these SEO plugins, you have security systems, you have full back-end control built over 20 plus years. With AI built website, you get something that looks good on front end, but it lacks security foundation, customization, and all the blockers to get the site functioning in the back end, and integrating with your CRM or patient management software. So again, it's not about what it looks like, it's about how it performs. And what AI is actually good for is, let's be fair, you know, AI is powerful, we use this every day, it's great for drafting, structuring, and speeding up the production, but it cannot replace strategy, replace creativity, replace market positioning, and replace trust. And most importantly, it cannot make you stand out. What actually works today? The clinics that are winning right now are doing this. They have real expertise-led content, not generate blocks, but real insights from the doctor surgeons. They have structured SEO combined with AEO, answer engine optimization, service pages, condition pages, location pages, built intentionally. It also sends strong trust signals through reviews, authority, expertise, because AI now evaluating everything on internet. Now, it also has conversions-focused website, not just a pretty good-looking website that actually drive bookings. Now, here's some final thoughts. AI is not replacing marketing, it's exposing bad marketing faster. The real divide now is not AI versus human, but strategic versus lazy. And if you are doing what everyone else is doing, but you will end up where everyone else is, which is invisible. Now, here's my closing thoughts. If you are currently relying on AI for your marketing, take a step back and really ask yourself, am I actually standing out or just keeping up? Now, if you want help building a strategy that actually positions your clinic at the top, not just blending in, feel free to reach out to our team for a discovery call. Thank you again for watching, and I see you in the next episode. And bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.